Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 8, Instructions to Nityananda. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya indirectly presented many obstructions. In due course of time, all the devotees of Bengal visited Jagannath Puri for the third year. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had forbidden Nityananda to visit Nilachala every year. And although Sri Krishna Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu to stay in Bengal and spread ecstatic love of Godhead, Nityananda still left to go see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand Nityananda Prabhu's ecstatic love? When they all arrived at Ramuna, they went to see Lord Gopinath in the temple. Advaita Acharya danced and chanted. All the priests of the temple had been previously acquainted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and therefore they all came to offer great respects to the Lord. That night, all of the great devotees remained in the temple, while the priests brought 12 pots of condensed milk, which they placed before Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And when the condensed milk was placed before Nityananda, he distributed the prasadam to everyone, and thus everyone's transcendental bliss increased. Then they all discussed the story of Sri Madhavendra Puri's installation of the Gopal deity, and they also discussed how Gopal begged sandalwood from him. For it was Gopinath who stole condensed milk for the sake of Madhavendra Puri. This incident had been previously related by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and this same narration was again related by Lord Nityananda to all of the devotees, and thus their transcendental bliss increased as they heard the story once again. Walking and walking in this way, the devotees arrived at the city of Cuttack, where they remained for a day and saw the temple of Sakshi Gopal. When Nityananda Prabhu described all the activities of Sakshi Gopal, transcendental bliss increased within the minds of all the Vaishnavas. Everyone in the party was very anxious at heart to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they hastily went on to Jagannath Puri. For 4 continuous months, all of the devotees remained there and enjoyed chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As in the previous year, they all washed the Gundicha temple when the time for Rath Yatra arrived. And at the end of the 4-month Chaturmasya period, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again consulted with Nityananda Prabhu daily in a solitary place. No one could understand what their consultation was about. But then, Srila Advaita Acharya said something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through gestures and read some poetic passages which no one could understand. Seeing the face of Advaita Acharya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Understanding that Lord Chaitanya had accepted his proposal, Advaita Acharya started to dance. No one knew what Advaita Acharya requested or what Sri Krishna Chaitanya ordered. And after embracing Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. Then Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu, "Please hear me, O holy man, for I now request something of you, and kindly grant my request. Do not come to Jagannath Puri every year. Instead, you should stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. for you can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Gauda Desh who can fulfill my mission there. O my Lord Gauda Hari, you are the life and I am the body. There is no difference between the body and life itself, but life is more important than the body. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I thus do without restriction. And so in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nityananda Prabhu, bidding him farewell. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then also bade farewell to all of the other devotees. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The words Mahaprabhura Mukhe from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are significant because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first heard the story of Madhavendra Puri from his spiritual master, Sripad Ishwara Puri. After staying at Sri Advaita's house in Shantipura for some time, Lord Chaitanya narrated the story of Madhavendra Puri to Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Dasa. When they went to Ramuna to the temple of Gopinath, Lord Chaitanya described Madhavendra Puri's installation of the Gopal deity, as well as Gopinath stealing condensed milk. Due to this incident, Lord Gopinath became well known as Kshirakchora, the thief who stole condensed milk. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spread the only medicine effective in this fallen age of Kali, which is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Following the orders of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri, and the devotees were coming to see Lord Chaitanya. However, Lord Chaitanya felt that his message must be spread very elaborately in Bengal. And so, in Lord Chaitanya's absence, there was not a second person capable of doing it. Consequently, Lord Chaitanya requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay in Bengal and broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya also entrusted a similar preaching responsibility to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Jagannath Puri, although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. So, does this mean that Lord Chaitanya was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. One who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute Lord Chaitanya's order, even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order than to satisfy one's own senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. Preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult throughout the world is more important than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Lord Chaitanya's mission. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's sincere devotees must carry out Lord Chaitanya's desire. Priti Viti Ache Yata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hoive Mora Nam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy Lord Chaitanya. It is not that one should act whimsically for one's own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system, and the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple so that he or she can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, it is the duty of every disciple to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master and spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age of Kali. Practically, 10% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, Lord Chaitanya delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. But it was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Dushkara Karma Toma Hoite Hoye. Jagai and Madhai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And when they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became so angry, he decided to kill them with his Sudarshana Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the wrath of Lord Chaitanya and thus delivered them. In the incarnation of Gauranitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. And in the case of Jagai and Madhai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. And similarly, if one is true to Gauranitai's service in the disciplic succession, then he or she can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but a sincere servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by Nitai's grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madhais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the results of one's activities. And this is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and His devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Aradhana nang sarveshaṁ Vishnor aradhanaṁ param Tasmat parataraṁ devi Tadiyanang samarchanam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. By the grace of Vishnu, the Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu himself. That is the special prerogative of the Vaishnava. For the Lord actually wants to see his servants work more glorious than himself. For instance, On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, Krishna wanted Arjuna to take the credit. Therefore, Krishna asked Arjuna to fight and win fame. Tasmatvam utishta yasho labhasva chitva chatrun bhunkshva rajyam samridham mayaivaite nihata purvam eva nimata matram bhavasavya sachin. O Arjuna, therefore get up, prepare to fight and win glory, conquer your enemies, and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. The Kauravas are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to the devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji or Vajangraji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, serves as another example, for it was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatavarsha when Lord Ramachandra chose to go there. Lord Ram paved the way with stones, although by his will alone the stones were able to float on the sea. So if we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Riddhaya Adikavaye. Lord Brahma is the first living creature within this universe, and he is also the creator of this universe. How is this possible? Although Lord Brahma is the first living entity, Lord Brahma is not in the category of Vishnu Tattva. Rather, Lord Brahma is part of the Jiva Tattva. Nonetheless, by the grace of the Lord, who instructed Lord Brahma through the heart, Lord Brahma could create a huge universe. Those who are actually pure devotees of the Lord are instructed by the Lord through the heart, where Krishna is always situated. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. So, if one follows the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, even though an insignificant creature, can perform the most difficult tasks by the Lord's grace. Lord Krishna confirms this in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tang yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. So everything is possible for the pure devotee, because the pure devotee acts under the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Krishna's inconceivable energy. The pure devotee can perform tasks that are supposed to be very, very difficult. One can perform tasks not even previously performed by Krishna himself. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Karahase Kari Nahika Niyama. I do not know by what regulative principle I am carrying out this wonderful work, but I know for certain that I will do whatever you desire. Although Krishna wants to give all credit to his devotee, The devotee for one's own self never takes credit, for the devotee acts only under Krishna's direction. Consequently, all credit goes to Krishna. This is the nature of the relationship between Krishna and his devotee. Krishna wants to give all credit to his servant, but the servant does not want to take any credit, for the servant knows that everything is carried out by Krishna. Recorded February 10, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.